Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this lecture we'll continue our discussion on eco-criticism. In particular, we'll discuss the various waves of eco-criticism. Okay, so let's start with that. Now, the way we have different waves in feminism, similarly even in eco-criticism we have different waves. So, we have the first wave, second wave, third wave. Okay, in eco-criticism the first wave is generally thought to have occurred during the 1970s, okay, between 1970s to 1999. So, in the 1990s. Afterwards, the second wave. The second wave starts in the 1990s and it is still continuing. And then comes the third wave. Now, it is agreed by various scholars that the third wave and probably also the fourth wave is emerging, okay, with new issues and new modes of analysis. New waves emerge. Okay? Keep in mind that there is no such tight compartmentalization. Okay? So, aisa nahi hai that after the ending of the first wave, then the second wave began. No, aisa nahi hai. There is a overlap between the different waves. The only difference is that with every successive wave of eco-criticism, there is a more nuanced understanding as to how to deal with this subject of eco-criticism, not just limit ourselves to representation of nature, but also examine the problematic relationship between human beings and environment. Okay? Now, as I told you that the first wave began in the 1970s till the 1990s. Okay? In the first wave, kya tha isme? It was mostly dedicated to celebrating nature. So, celebrating nature, wilderness, without any kind of political dimension. And it was very, very dehistoricized. So, just limited to celebrating the beauty and sublimity of nature. Okay? And often it only emphasized the importance of preserving the environment. Preserving the pristine or the original environment as it was. So, one of the limitations of the first wave was that there was more of a romanticized view of nature rather than trying to address the complex relationship between human beings and environment. Okay, so this was the limitation. Who were the major figures in the first wave? Joseph Meeker, as I told you in the last lecture, Joseph Meeker is there. William Rukert is there in the first wave. Now, after that, let's come to the second wave. Now, what is new in the second wave? Second wave mein ye tha that the second wave offered new ways of approaching literary analysis by way of theorizing and deconstructing the human-centered scholarship in eco-studies. So, examining the complex and often the problematic relationship between human beings and the environment, focusing on issues such as social justice, okay, environmental inequality, and it is during the second wave that we find the emergence of various sub-fields. Various sub-fields like environmental justice, post-colonial eco-criticism. And the second wave was not limited to celebrating the beauty of nature. Okay? It was more about the critical representations of nature. Okay? And as I told you about the second wave, it started in the 1990s and till now it is continuing. Aisa nahi hai ki second wave khatam ho gaya, khatam nahi hua. Afterwards, who are the major figures? Now, Cheryl Glotfelty is there in the second wave. Okay? Then Lawrence Buell is there. Okay? Lawrence Buell. Afterwards, there is another theorist called Ursula Hiess. Okay? Ursula Hiess. H-E-I-S-E. And keep in mind that Ursula Hiess is famous for the idea of eco-cosmopolitanism. Okay? Eco-cosmopolitanism. They can ask you in the exam, who has coined the idea of eco-cosmopolitanism? It is Ursula Hiess. Okay, now coming to the third wave. Now, as I told you earlier that the third wave is just emerging. Some scholars also say that there is also the fourth wave that is emerging. Okay? Third wave mein kya hai? There is a intersectionality and global perspective that is there. That is the new contribution. So, what do I mean by intersectionality? Means combining different critical lenses, like combining post-colonialism, feminism, queer theory with eco-criticism. So, there is an intersectionality. And also emphasis on the importance of decolonizing environmental thought. Okay? Not decolonizing any other thing, but decolonizing environmental thought and action. Along with this, remember that the third wave also talks about a global understanding of issues such as global warming. And not just global warming, but all the issues that are there, it states that let's have a global perspective. Don't limit ourselves only to the Anglo-American perspectives. Let's have a global perspective. Along with this, the third wave also explores new theoretical frameworks such as post-humanism. Okay? So you'll see that with every new wave of eco-criticism, it is getting more sophisticated, adding more and more dimensions, and trying to address the complex relationship between environment and human beings in a better way. Okay? Now, finally coming to the fourth wave. Fourth wave mein kya hai? Basically, it builds on the previous waves, particularly the second wave. Okay? And it criticizes the second wave regarding its focus on theory and lack of tangible solutions. So the fourth wave focuses on materiality, or let's say material reality of environmental degradation and its impact on human and non-human life. Okay? And at the same time, it focuses on developing sustainable solutions, sustainable policies and solutions. Okay? So in the fourth wave, the emphasis is on taking concrete action and then also on the practical application of eco-critical thought, not only limiting to theory, but putting everything in practice. Okay? So in the fourth wave, we have the focus shifting towards materiality, sustainability, and also applicability of eco-critical thought. Okay? But remember that in all of the waves of eco-criticism, there is no tight compartmentalization of principles. Okay? Each wave is building on the ideas of the previous one and adding something more. Okay?